Box Sunday mornings at 5 here on KTAR.
Bust it.
I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Here's a champ for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous.
Hey, it's time for you to bust a move and get up to speed on what your kids are doing on their computers. Especially when it comes to downloading music. If you thought that was, that was kind of neat. Look at, they can make all these CDs and things. It's a little... A little bit on the illegal side, and now...
You may pay for it.
There are consequences. And if you don't know what we're talking about, visit our website, datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section, and if you want to hit that button again, you can get a clue at our website. I'm sorry, I thought you were paying attention to my hand gestures.
No, I was watching Fishing up on the TV. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Shall we go to... Who's next up here?
I believe Art in Phoenix has a searching problem. He's searching and searching and searching and cannot find what he's looking for.
Not quite.
Well, let's make your problem that now. Can't we play along here? Jeez.
Yeah.
I said you have a searching problem.
No, I got a searching problem because I keep on my computer keeps trying to make me search. When I click on anything that's on my C drive, I can get into my C drive, but any time I click on anything in there, my search thing comes up, and when I
your search thing, you're talking about the
search thingy, duh.
Yeah, the window that pops up when you click search. It's as if I clicked that when I clicked, you know, maybe program files or
yeah.
Windows.
No matter what you click on
in the C drive
and
or
going,
the D drive,
you're going through my computer or whatever, and you're getting this.
No, I'm clicking on my C drive, right?
How do you get to your C drive? Explain to us the exact step.
I just click start and click my computer.
Okay, so you're in my computer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, we're back to that same
thing. And then
point.
I got C and I got D.
Let's give Art some healing.
If you double-click on C, what happens?
My search window pops up.
All right. Did you install any kind of like third-party utilities to help modify your operating system to make it easier to do some certain things or make it cool? Or
no.
How about this one? When did it start happening?
Just about a couple of days ago.
Okay. Well, you need to go figure out what was added or changed in your system a couple days ago.
Nothing. Yeah. Absolutely.
I did download a
whatever it is. Get
Windows
rid of it.
Update.
Nah, it's not a Windows update that would have cost something like that.
No, huh?
Well, usually this kind of stuff is from some kind of like power toy or tweak utility, something that's trying to enhance your computer experience, and it's enhanced it enough for you, hasn't it?
There's also a small chance that maybe one of the keys on your keyboard is stuck. You can try, you know, kind of moving keys around to make sure that, or unplug the keyboard altogether and see if it's still there.
Do a dial-up, and I can get into control panel, and I can get into everything.
So what's that got to do with the keys being stuck?
Yeah, what's that got to do with the keys being stuck?
Because the keys pressed down in a certain manner when you're clicking tells it to do something different than what you typically tell
it
to do.
Yeah, as if I have a stuck key on there.
Like control or alt, that kind of thing. I would say unplug the
keyboard. There's no way that could be a possibility, Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unplug the keyboard and then try clicking on it, and that'll tell you real quick if that's the case or not.
Yeah, but
try that.
I can get into everything else. It doesn't want.
Hey, I know what you should do, Art. You should get a Macintosh.
Oh,
you can get
great.
A Mac. Yeah, that would take care of it.
You going to help me pay for it?
Because there's no right-click button. It's just one single button. And
Yeah. You're going to help me pay for it, right?
Sure.
Hey,
we'll
we're
start a collection for you.
Art on hold, since he's
participating rather well. He doesn't play nice with others.
Yeah.
So let's help him off the air.
Yeah, we'll see if we can do that. Yeah. Maybe we've got a problem communicating because there's too much static on the line. You never know.
Yeah, so.
Let's move on instead to Robert in Glendale to see if we can solve an actual problem today.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Hey, I have a hard drive that, a 60 gig hard drive that crashed on me. And I was wondering how I can get the data.
When you say crashed, that's a real overly used term that doesn't mean much. Did it, like, physically, was it in a car and went through an accident, or what exactly happened?
Well, my kid got a hold of it. No. I heard the read-write head, it sounded like it was flopping back and forth as it was trying to...
You've experienced some mechanical clicking and that kind of issues?
The lawnmower over the tree.
And you want to know how you can get data off of that?
The data back off that. I don't care about the programs or anything, I just like to...
Right.
Some of the,
unfortunately, when it starts making that kind of sound,
uh-huh.
First of all, unplug it, shut it down, turn it off immediately, because the longer it makes that kind of sound, the more damage generally that's done to the drive, and the less possibility there is for ever getting that data. So start with that as number one. Number two, if that stuff is really important and critical, you're kind of looking at that's not something that you're going to be able to do on your own.
Right.
It requires the services of a professional that has the right tools and has done this for years and has the right environment to do it in and all kinds of things.
Hard drives are extremely mechanical devices, and the tolerances are very, very tight. So when things are not perfect, there's no way to get that data off. So there's not like any software or anything you can download to try to pull that off.
Yeah, I didn't think there would be. Yeah, I just think it's how long would it take if I send it to a professional?
We have a recovery lab. We do hundreds of drives a month. The first thing you have to figure out is how valuable is that data, because if you don't want to spend a lot of money, then you can forget about hiring a professional to go after that, because mechanical failures are the most expensive, because you have to fix the mechanical. Sometimes you got to literally rebuild the hard drive.
Okay.
In a very controlled environment and what have you. It's very delicate. We're talking about microns, of space that gapping, and, there's a possibility that the heads have rested on the actual platter and actually scarred them.
You're talking about anywhere from a couple hundred to a couple $1,000s fairly quickly on something like that.
It won't be a couple hundred. Not if it's mechanical.
Probably not.
Okay. Yeah, my wife thinks it's all important, so.
Yeah, I mean, that helps you decide how important it is, because if that number is less than the value of what this stuff is, then it might be something worth exploring. And again, like Cam mentioned, I think we're the only place in the Valley that actually does it here. There's other places that send it out, but...
actually have a lab here, so we work on that kind of stuff. So if you want to get more detail about that, you can call any of our locations.
Okay. No problem.
All right, Robert. Good
luck. Thanks, guys.
Hey, folks, if you back up your data, you'll put our data recovery lab out of business. If you just do a backup all the
time. Luckily, you don't think it'll happen to you, and you don't pay attention to that.
People don't listen. We've been preaching for 11 years about it. And the recovery requirement
I bet you he had a very small amount of stuff that he actually cared about that wouldn't have taken much time or effort to back up, but, these are things you learn.
Take it from that call.
Robert,
if you haven't backed up your data recently, hey, while things are still working, go get a good backup.
Do it right now.
Do it today.
Do it now during the news break.
Yes.
Speaking of news breaks, we got a news break coming up right now, which means we have a final segment left when we come back from the news break on the other side of the half hour.
If you haven't visited our website and you're concerned about the recording industry possibly identifying you as a downloader, well, check out all the resources we have at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and learn how to turn off, uninstall, and quit putting yourself in a situation where you might be subpoenaed.
Yeah. True that.
True that. Garrett, you got anything to say about this?
No.
Okay. All right. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Garrett Pella, Michael Valdivia, and Brian Scalzo on the board here for the Computer Corner back after this.